I don't know if you know this, but I've actually been on YouTube for 10 years now. It's so crazy to think that I have been on the internet since 2012. But if you do not follow me on YouTube and you want to see like more videos, stuff about my life, I would love if you could go and just subscribe to me there. It's free. You can see all the videos. I post tons of really random things. I'm trying to post more as well. And I love requests. So if you want to follow me on YouTube, you can type in Fit Sid at the search bar or in the description, my link for my channel will be there. But my channel is Fit Sid. So it's youtube.com/FitSid, I believe. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I do have a YouTube channel before we jump into this podcast and have some fun. I'm your host, Fit Sid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it. Dirty CEO. Hey everyone, it's your girl Fit Sid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO Podcast. Who am I here with?
Layla Lewis.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I have known her for so long at this point. She was one of the first people that I actually met when I started going to like events and following people on Twitter. How long have you been in the industry?
So I technically started in 2017.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do back then?
So I was on Tumblr, just posting nudes and selling my Snapchat and doing all the basic shit. And I kind of from there, it escalated to like making solo content and posting on ManyVids. And then I discovered like Twitter and all these other people.
So you weren't on Twitter before that?
No, I don't think so. Or maybe I had gotten on Twitter and then made a ManyVids.
I'm always curious because for me, like when I discovered Twitter had people on there, that's when I started realizing there was like a community that I could be part of.
100%. Me too. And I was like, wow, there's like other people that are doing this and like doing it really well. I was I could do this. And then I just did it.
How old were you when you started?
I think I was 20 and then I moved to LA when I was 21. So that's kind of when everything like took off and I started like networking and actually meeting people in the industry instead of just like doing stuff alone and like making friends and getting involved in the community and going to events and stuff. And that's like just where it exploded for me.
What's your biggest tip to someone who is starting, especially now? Because things are different than before.
Yeah, I would say pick a niche. That's what I tell everyone. Even if it's like, obviously for me, I feel like my niche is like curvy girl next door, which, you know, has worked really well for me. Cause I mean, I started off as like a kinkster, like, you know, submissive, like baby girl or whatever. And that was like, it worked for me at the time. But then as I kind of focused more on like my personal, like what I wanted to get out of this industry and what I wanted to do, it kind of transitioned to like a little bit more palatable. I feel like kink is so specific. Not everyone is into it.
And maybe you don't want to always do that.
100%. I was like, I need something that's a little bit more broad that I can kind of do a little bit of everything with and still have this be my niche. So I'm like, yay, this is me now, just hot girl next door that also is super kinky and likes to do
everything. And I think you very much fit that. Like anytime I look at your Twitter, I'm like, she is so fucking hot and such a slut. And that's like
yes, that is like, that's my whole brand. I'm like,
but it's still kinky.
Right. I can like incorporate kink in like the content that I shoot and stuff like that. But I'm just, you know, it's like the stereotypical hot girl. It just, I feel like it's more palatable for people and, you know, the masses will be more intrigued instead of like just people that are into these specific kinks or whatever. So yeah, definitely find your niche is really important. I feel like finding community too has probably been the biggest thing for me because that's like how I got to where I am now, like being able to shoot for like big companies is because I met like people in high up places and I started doing content with like people that are really popular in the industry. And then other, you know, companies saw that and were like, oh, we've shot these people. So this girl must be trusted and, you know.
Two companies that you've shot for come to my head automatically. Mm-hmm. You've shot for Brazzers.
Yes, I have.
And you've shot for Deep Lush.
Yes.
How were those experiences and how were they different? Because I know that Owen, it's Owen's company, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like Owen Gray, if you guys don't know him, if you don't know him, you live under a rock. But but Owen Gray, he owns this company that's like a lot more sensual. And I'm not on set there, mm-hmm. so like I don't really know the vibe, and I want you to explain that. And then Brazzers is obviously like very porn. Like 100%. Very fucking
they
porn.
They are very night and day. I would say for Owen's site, it's mm-hmm. very much more of like kind of the content that I shoot, which is I wouldn't say it's soft core, but it's more like sensual, kind mm-hmm. of romantic, definitely like caters to the female gaze. Mm-hmm. Whereas Brazzers, like you said, is very typical porn set. You get there, you get your makeup done, like, you know, you're getting the full experience. There's like a whole team of videographers and a producer and a director.
Yeah.
And when I shot for Owen, it was just me and him. He took the photos. He set up the tripod.
Was that better?
Did the POV. I mean, I like them for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm more comfortable just kind of having one-on-one with people because I can, I don't know, like, focus on them and we can just kind of enjoy it and have fun and stuff. Yeah. And so that, it definitely worked for, like, the kind of content that we mm-hmm. were trying to make. Like,
right.
Owen's is like, it's, like, real romantic, like, you know.
I didn't see the whole scene. So what was like, what did you guys do?
It was just
I know you had sex.
We did. Like, it was very just gonzo. Like,
by the way, they might not know what gonzo means.
Okay. So gonzo is like, there's no like storyline. You just kind of turn the camera on and start fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So, we.
Is that your favorite to shoot, by the way?
Yeah. I enjoy doing the storylines and I feel like a good amount of my fans like it too.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I just like to fuck. Like, I just want to.
Her storyline right there. I just like to fuck.
Yes. I want to hit record and I just want to do what is natural to me and just have it be real and authentic. And so, So with Owen, it was like we started filming and we were just like, you know, making out, filling up on each other. And like, he ate my pussy and mm-hmm. ate my ass. And then we started fucking. He like did the whole Hitachi thing that is very, I feel like, known for his sites. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to get the girls off.
Well, because like they don't use that in other porn. And that's something that, okay, in the bedroom, I don't know about you, but in my personal life, like if a man has no ego and they're down to do that, God, it's going to make me come so much harder.
100%. Like, toys are our friends. They're not competition. They're not our enemies. Mm-mm. We want them because that's what makes us feel good.
Yeah. Do you come the hardest with a vibrator and a dick in you? Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I need the clit stimulation. Yeah.
A lot of guys can't fuck and
do it.
It's hard. Like, we're human.
I'm like, I'll do it for myself. But when they know how to do it and fuck at the same time, which I will say.
Game changer.
Owen was very good at that.
Do you think that, like, because he... Okay, so obviously Owen's attractive.
Yeah.
Do you think that because he's attractive, he is good in bed? Or do you think, like, because I feel like there's guys that, like, have to justify and be good in bed because they're not attractive or they're, smaller dick or whatever. He doesn't really have those issues.
Right. So I think it's just him being, like, having a lot of experience in the bedroom. He's been in the industry for, like, at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
more than that. I think he's 14 or something. Something crazy. But I think he knows mm-hmm. what people like. And obviously making this kind of porn is working for him.
Yeah.
So he's doing more of that and people love it and the performers love it. Like mm-hmm. it was great. It was great sex.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself. He was really sweet, very professional.
Yeah.
Like we
There's
talked,
no creep vibes.
No, not at all. He was really sweet. We like, you know, we went over boundaries mm-hmm. really thoroughly and we talked about just like stuff in the industry and like being, I think I was the first like, you know, curvy performer that he had shot for his site.
You were.
So
I believe you were.
We talked about that. He was just saying like, you know, people always come for me being like, oh, he's just doing this to like, you know, show that he's inclusive or whatever. And he's like, I mean, I just kind of reach out to people that I think are hot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I thought you were really hot and I liked your style of content, so I wanted to book you for my site. I was like,
yeah. And you got paid for that, right?
Yes,
it wasn't content.
Right. It was a paid scene.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you wish that you had the content instead, or what's your vibe?
For sure. I mean, I would love to do content with him in the future, but just to, like, honestly, it was really good exposure for me. Like,
yeah.
I got a lot of people that subscribe to my sites from shooting for him. So
yeah.
I'm not mad about it. I was like, absolutely, I will shoot for your website.
So cute.
Yeah, it was great. I had a really good time.
Do you prep differently for content collab? Like, and when I say prep, like, I'm talking about prep your body for collabing with people and mainstream scenes, or do you prep the same?
I would say it's mostly the same. Like, for content, I probably won't, like, douche my pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
But for mainstream, it's, like, more required.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if somebody asks me to when we're doing content, I'm like, okay, sure. For people that don't know, if you're shooting on a mainstream set, you got to flush out your coochie juices with water or whatever you are comfortable with. Just so,
yeah.
I don't know. For some people, like, some girls will show up on set with BV, and that's, like, really horrible to have to work with. So it's just to, like, be respectful. But that's not the norm. Like, I typically, because it's not really good for you. Like, if I shoot mainstream and I have to douche, I will pop a boric acid, like, afterwards at night and go to sleep, and then I'll wake up and be fine. But yeah, it's mostly the same. Like, I'll shower, shave.
Yeah, like, what's your routine? Because I actually have some girls that ask me all the time, like, what. I'm going to share my routine too after she shares hers.
Yeah.
But people always ask me, like, Sydney, like, I'm going to collab for the first time. Like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, I learned over time.
For sure. Me too. Like, I will say I definitely probably growing up was not doing the things that I'm doing now to, like,
take care of my body. But then also too, like, you put your body through other things that make you have to learn more about it.
100%. Like, I'll say, obviously, like, I do a full shower, scrub, exfoliate my body, wash the fuck out of my butthole and my pussy. And
do you, like, prefer a detachable shower head?
Yes, I just got one because I didn't have one before.
Yeah.
Like, the one that came with my apartment was just a regular shower head.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I can take this off and get my own. What am I doing? Why haven't I done this yet? So yeah, I'll do a little detachable shower head, make sure I get it all the nooks and crannies. And lather myself up really good. Yeah, shower, wash my hair.
Do you use a loofah?
I use little exfoliating gloves.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they're, like, a little bit easier to,
yeah.
Sometimes with a loofah, and it'll get caught on my nipple piercings. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, your nipples are pierced. Yes. I remember licking those.
I know. I remember that very fondly. what else do I do? I don't know. Make sure I'm, like, clean, and after I get out of the shower, like, lotion my whole body, my feet, make sure my feet aren't crusty, put on deodorant, put on, like, a little bit of perfume. I'm really big on, like, smelling good.
Yeah, yeah.
But not, like, overpowering, where it's, like, if someone doesn't love my perfume, they're not going to be, like, nauseated by it.
Right.
I just want to be, like, you know, fresh and
feel good.
Yeah, and nice, because I feel good and sexy and confident when I smell good and I feel clean. So that's, like, super important for me. And then I'll, like, you know, do my hair, do my makeup. I think that's it.
I'm always curious because I feel like everyone has their own routine. Like, for me, whenever I'm like, okay, my routine from start to finish, I wake up, I give myself at least 2 hours to get ready.
Yeah, same. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because, okay, so, like, I'll get up, I'll order my food if I'm, like, not at home, or I'll, like, make food. Then I take a shower first thing. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And I always, before I shoot the scene, I clean again.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I always shower, and then I'll, like, do my makeup, and then I'll do my hair. And when I do my hair, I use that brush that is also drier.
Oh, I need to get one of those.
And I love it. That's what I did this morning. But then I dry my hair, do my makeup, and, like, I can shower again. Like, I do a really good thorough shower, but I always like to make sure that, like, I'm super clean.
Pristine.
And if you're someone that's prepping and you feel gross, shower again.
Right.
Like, there's no point in not doing it, you know? And I also take, like, a water bottle if I'm, you know, if I don't have a detachable shower head, and I just Stick it up my cooch.
Squirt, squirt.
Squeeze it up there.
Easy.
Feels great. It's refreshing.
Because, like, you can use baby wipes and stuff, yeah. but they just don't really quite do the same thing.
Obviously, if you've showered and, like, you haven't gone to the bathroom, then, like, just baby wipe right before.
Right.
But for me, like, a lot of the time, I'll just shower again. Like, I'm a bigger girl. I sweat. Like,
me too. I get so sweaty at my shoots. Like, especially after we're, like, taking pictures and having to, like, pose and move around. And,
yes.
Like, fucking do this and that and running around trying to get shit done. I'm like, why am I sweating?
I don't really take pictures anymore.
Yeah. Cause it's such a pain in the ass. I'm like, okay, we'll take one for social media, mm-hmm. one nude that I can post on my feed on OnlyFans. And that's it.
Yeah, I don't even take the nudes anymore. I literally am like, I used to take so many pretty girls.
Yeah.
That I'm just pretty girled out. It's unnecessary.
They don't give a shit.
No, like, my fans don't care.
No.
They want like the personal pics I take. Right,
exactly. They want the like, you know, little BTS stuff. And that's it.
So how was your experience with Brazzers?
Right. So on the other hand. What's the difference?
Yeah.
This is, I would say Brazzers is like the pro porn experience. Mm-hmm. And I will say I love shooting for them. They are the most professional company I've ever shot for. I've shot for a couple like smaller ones, a couple of the more like BBW focused sites, and Brazzers just blew all of them out of the water. They always pay my rate. Mm-hmm.
What is your rate? If you're cool sharing that.
Oh yeah, fine. I would say for just like a typical boy girl scene, $1,200. Mm-hmm. That's like the new standard, like with inflation, I guess. Yeah.
I remember when it was 800.
Me too. And I did not learn that until recently when my friends were like, yo, you can start charging more.
Yeah.
And now that I've shot for like bigger companies, I can just charge more now for that too. So that's nice. I like money. Boy girl, 1200, I think for like threesome. Like 1400 or 1500. That's pretty much most of what I do. I don't really do gangbangs or don't.
What about girl?
I think is like 1000. Or I might ask for 1200 also. Same as I don't want to discriminate. Equally as you know, if I'm getting squirted on and fucking having a dildo each other out, I'm like that's the same amount of work as getting fucked.
Yeah,
if not more. Because with boy girl, I can just kind of chill there. Like I have to ride dick sometimes, but. Most of the time I can just get on all fours and take it. But yeah, so my Brazzers experience was great. The first time I shot for them, we completed the full scene. It was done in LA and it was a great day on set. That was my first scene for them. And the second time I was supposed to shoot for Brazzers, they flew me to Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a boy girl scene. It was supposed to be like one of the big ones, like the ad ones that you see on Pornhub. And it was a 2-day shoot. And so the first day, like, you know, we get going, everything's fine. We go over all our boundaries and like me and the male talent are hitting it off.
Yeah.
Him and the other girl are hitting it off and they're like all fucking in the bathroom and stuff. And
were you not doing that? Is that not, just kidding.
So I am like, I love to enjoy myself, but I'm there to work at the end of the day. I'm like, let's get our scene done and then we can fuck around. So and this other girl, I'm not going to say who it was, but she was definitely like there to party and she was drinking during the day, which is not allowed.
No, it's not
technically
allowed.
Like you have to sign a release and state like I am of sane mind. Yeah. I'm not under the influence. And she was. And as the day progressed, it got to the point where she was visibly intoxicated. And the directors and like the producers and stuff, they started to notice. And they were like, well, you're clearly drunk and we have to cancel this whole scene.
Because
this is a liability. So I got a kill fee, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
But we had gotten like 1/3 of the way done the day. And then it became an issue. And they were like, we just have to scrap the whole thing because we can't have this like associated with the scene. And it was like a whole thing. She was like, they were like fighting. Like she was like trying to fight so hard that she wasn't drunk. And we're like, girl, you are clearly not okay right now. And then the like model coordinator like found the tequila that she was drinking. And I'm like, you're just stop. Like, don't even try and fight it. Like, we all know, like, you can see it. It's really okay. Just admit it and then we can all go home. Like, stop wasting our time.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to make like $2,800 that fucking those 2 days. And I got my kill fee, which was like $800.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was money, but like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wanted to, yeah.
Would have liked the $2,000 extra.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was really frustrating. And they're like, all right, we're gonna reschedule the scene and with a different model for next time. But so I'm still waiting to do that. But that was a very unfortunate experience. But other than that, like the people mm-hmm. that
Browsers, how many people are on set?
Oh gosh, probably like 10.
Yeah.
10 people like working behind mm-hmm. the scenes, and then the talent and like the makeup artist. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Because they do full movie like style productions. Oh, it's not any amateur.
No, it's like the real deal. But yeah, so yeah, despite that, sometimes talent are not the most professional. And usually when that happens, they don't get booked again. Because right. It was just a waste of everyone's time. It is so unprofessional. Really sad because I really wanted to shoot content with that girl, but I don't think I will after that experience. But I did end up going back, like afterwards, after we all went home, mm-hmm. Me and the male talent were staying at the same hotel because they booked us to stay overnight. And so we ended up shooting content that evening, which was really good. And it was really hot.
Good.
And yeah, he made me like squirt everywhere. And I like
Who was the talent?
Johnny Love.
Okay.
He's like a young, like.
Like Johnny the Kid. Is that like his old name? Yeah.
Yes. He's like one of those typical like Florida reality kings, Browsers.
Yes.
Yeah, we shot really hot content. We destroyed my bed. I had to sleep in his bed in his room because, we ended up spending the night together. It was kind of wild. Vegas just like brings out something slutty in me. I was like,
little whore.
I was literally, I was calling him. We were saying, I love you.
Oh my God.
At one point.
Because when you get dick and pussy whipped, bro, I feel like people don't understand the level of like
my soul out of my body. Like, I was calling him daddy. Yeah. Like, we were literally saying, I was like, I'm in love with you. Like, it was nuts. Like,
and then you're like back to normal.
Right. Because I don't do that with people. Yeah. And then it's just kind of like a flip switches, like when you're in that moment and it's just really hot and heavy and like something just happens. And then afterwards, we're like, all right, cool. See you later.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Bye.
It's fun because like with porn, like the people that are in porn are mainly like super sexual beings in general.
Totally.
So the thing that like I like about it is like I've obviously getting into the industry and like people who stay in the industry are sexual.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who get in and then like don't make it, usually it's because like that's not their calling and like that's totally fine.
They have to work. Like if this is not naturally mm-hmm. you as a person, you have to work so much harder.
Yeah. And it drains you.
100%. If you don't like thoroughly enjoy it, which you don't have to love every part of this job. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't.
What do you not love?
I would say just like how it is physically on my body a lot of times. Uh-huh. It's a lot of work. It's fucking is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Also just like being chronically online is not good for anyone's mental health. Like I have to force myself to take breaks.
Yeah. What do you do to do self-care?
I will leave my phone at home mm-hmm. if I can and just like be outside mm-hmm. or like go hang out with my friends, do stuff that makes me want to not be on my phone.
Yeah.
Or like just not think about work for mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Because it's just really draining having to like constantly be posting and
it like, consumes your life.
It really does. And I wish that it didn't, but it does.
Yeah.
So I definitely, that's one of my goals for this coming year is to like find like, I don't know, like an assistant or some people mm-hmm. that can just help me manage my work a little bit better so that I don't have to do it. No.
See, and like that would probably help too because, you know.
Right. It's on my giant to-do list of things.
Who would you want as your agent? Like, do you have companies that you've tried or ones that you've...
Honestly, I really don't have any interest in joining an agency.
Uh-huh.
At least like for porn mm-hmm. stuff, they, first of all, most of them don't take models that look like me. And the ones that do, they just don't they don't get booked for things right. because the companies don't mm-hmm. shoot BBWs. That's the thing is like Brazzers approached me. Mm-hmm. I didn't need an agent to work right. with them. They right. hit me up. Owen Gray hit me up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can just kind of self-book. And I don't want to rely on mainstream porn as my income right, either. Right. Like I see shooting for companies as like a marketing strategy. Like I will shoot with them for mm-hmm. obviously they'll pay me. But for the exposure that comes along yeah. shooting for a big company, like I had a ton of people that after my browser scene came out, they joined my OnlyFans.
Right.
So I'm like, this is just extra promotion for me.
And I think you were on the popular page on Pornhub, weren't you?
I was on the homepage of XVids the other day.
Yeah. And you trend now because of that. Like you have something that can yeah. be on there.
Right. Exactly. Totally. Pornhub and XVideos are really good marketing
yeah. or
like promotional sites because the traffic there is just insane. Mm-hmm. So like I'll post short little teasers mm-hmm. and stuff and have my OnlyFans domain yeah. in the watermark and people will see that and be like, oh shit, let me go see the full video on her OnlyFans. Yeah. And then that's how I get more subscribers also. So yeah, it's just all these little things shooting like, because a lot of people, they don't really like to do the mainstream stuff. Like, mm-hmm. and I don't really know if I could be one of those girls that
yeah.
shot for companies like 4 days a week or whatever, or every other day or every day. Because
right.
it's too much for me. I'm like,
it's tiring.
I need a break. And it's just mentally, like, you have to be there and you have to be professional and like yeah. lively.
It's very different.
Bubbly, 100%. Whereas like shooting content, like, yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot more chill.
Yeah.
We can just kind of go at our own pace.
And, you can like, also say like, hey, like I need a break.
Right. And Brazzers, what I like about them is they make it very clear. Like if something is wrong, if you aren't feeling uncomfortable, if something hurts or you want to switch positions, like tell us and we will cut and there's yeah. no problem. So they make that really clear, which made me feel really comfortable mm-hmm. shooting for them. Because a lot of companies, they don't really give a shit.
Right.
Or at least in the past. Like, it's...
Yeah. It has been changing.
100%.
Because of the
because
fact
of
that...
Because of us.
Yes.
Models are speaking up, which is... I love it.
And social media, mm-hmm. when we speak up, it goes so much further.
Right.
Like, you know, the Alex Cole situation?
Yes.
The reason that she... So she was on this podcast mm-hmm. and talked about her experience.
Yeah.
He got fired
good.
Because of my podcast. Because finally so many people
love to see it.
Yeah, because she had talked about it plenty of other times.
Right.
But because so many people had heard it and it was all over the internet, it was mm-hmm. viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
It happened and he actually got let go of because wow. of that situation.
Wow.
Because she talked about it on here in depth and it was put on every platform.
Dirty CEO doing the Lord's work.
I felt pretty proud of myself. I was like, hell yeah.
But fucking abusers over.
But the thing is, her tweeting about it apparently wasn't enough. She had to
right?
she had to have something.
And those tweets got a lot of traffic mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
But it's not as much. Doesn't hold as much weight, unfortunately.
Well, sadly, it's just one person.
Right.
When it's her and I, and then, oh, suddenly, like,
all
I have a ton
people
of people sharing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, my TikToks, you know, TikTok's way bigger than Twitter, in my
right.
opinion.
Right.
That's where it really, like, pushed it.
That's amazing.
But
I love that.
But it's crazy because, like, you know, in my opinion, in 2018, like before COVID was a thing,
mm-hmm.
people didn't have like mainstream
no.
was the main bread and butter.
Right. That was everybody's goal was mm-hmm. to like, I'm gonna build a name for myself so that I can shoot mainstream porn or I can get an agent and
yep.
just get into this right away. And like, I feel like our generation mm-hmm. of sex workers, we really push the content.
Yep.
front, like just making your own content and owning it and being able to profit off of that for the rest of forever
yeah.
is now that's the most lucrative aspect mm-hmm. of the industry, I feel like.
What about body positivity? What do you think? Do you think it's changed since you started?
Yeah. I mean, you know, now you see like companies shooting mm-hmm. people of more diverse body types, which we love. I feel like even in the content world, I've been like a first BBW mm-hmm. for a lot of people. Like they never shot with like bigger girls before
yeah.
until they met me
mm-hmm.
and or we were just like friends and they were like, yeah, we can shoot content.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of people were very shocked how much their fans liked it
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, yeah, because people like they like girls that look like me.
Yes.
Shocker. I know that being skinny isn't the only thing that's desirable anymore.
Well, I think, too, like, because of mainstream porn being, like, what they got to pick
right.
from, it wasn't really a choice for them.
100%.
It was just whatever was there, whatever was being like talked about and posted versus now like people are where we're our own creators. So like you and I having our own pages, like guys that are actually into us go to our page, fucking jerk their cock.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, wait, like she shot with this other hot girl that looks like her. Oh, my God. Like, let me go to her, too.
Right. I love it. No, I know. But yeah, I think it's we're definitely making progress. I would love to see more of the mainstream porn companies shoot.
Mm-hmm. I think it's getting progress.
If you're interested in supporting me and seeing more of my naughty, raunchy content, you can actually go straight to my OnlyFans. I have two of them. I have a free OnlyFans, which is onlyfans.com/xxxfitsid. FITSID. So XXXFitSid. Or you can go to my VIP OnlyFans, and that is $35 a month, but everything is unlocked. And that link is onlyfans.com/FitSid. So it's literally just my name. But if you're interested in supporting me, seeing my wild side and my sexplorations, then you can go there. I also have a website, fitsid.com, which has links to all of my socials. And yeah, I just appreciate you listening. But if you want to see more of my stuff that I talk about on here, you can go over to my OnlyFans.
I want to ask you, what's dating like being in porn? And like, how has it evolved since you've started? Because OnlyFans is so big now that like people know what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
You're big now.
Yeah, most of the young people that I meet these days that are not in the industry, they know they're comfortable with sex workers. If they're not, I don't want to be around them. I would say dating civilians is very hard and I hate it.
Yeah.
So I usually don't. Like I would say like I have a couple of my little casual partners, my little boo things.
Right.
They're all just in the industry. And I like it that way. I don't need to explain what I do for a living.
Right.
We can make content together.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just, I don't know, do stuff that doesn't involve work also. Like, that's what I want in a partner. Because I'm polyamorous, so I see multiple people at one time.
Yeah.
But I want somebody that's going to make me not think about work for 5 minutes. Like, I like to just, I don't know, have people that I can like spend time with and have little companions, but I don't want like a live-in partner. I'm not looking to like settle down anytime soon. I'm a free spirit and my sole focus is myself. Yeah. So like, I want to be my number one priority. Whoever comes along and wants to like join me for the ride, that's great. Like, hop on, let's have some fun and enjoy each other and like, in whatever capacity that is. Like, I love people that are just focused on themselves too. And we don't need to talk to each other every second of every day. And we can go on and do our own things and have our own separate lives and then also come together and like.
And that's what I was going to ask you is like, how can you be poly? Because I don't have enough time for even one person half the time.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
For sure. So my poly relationships are all have, at least in my adult life, I've never been a like big relationship person, even when I was quote unquote monogamous. Like in high school and stuff, I did have one boyfriend, but we were in high school. It was real, but it wasn't like.
I think high school relationships don't usually count.
Yeah. I was a child, you know?
Real life wasn't hitting
it, right. It hasn't happened yet. So in my adult life, like I didn't really date when I was in college. I just kind of like fucked people, which was not really fun for me. I don't like to sleep around and not have there be some kind of connection there.
Same.
Like, I can't do just very like casual, but it's not meaningless to me. Like there has to be some kind of emotions.
I want to spend time with you.
Right. We have to like care for each other and, you know, I want to feel good about it afterwards. And I just, I like having companions. I like to do stuff with people. Like I want people that want to like meet my friends and go out and do things and like go to the beach and go on dates and just hang out and like kiss and
like friends stuff. With benefits.
I do have quite a lot of I would say like in normie terms.
Yeah.
Like if you're not familiar with polyamory terms, like I have a lot of friends with benefits. But they're like we're really good friends.
Yeah.
Like, we care about each other. And, you know, I say I love you to everyone because I do. I'm like, yeah. I'm not necessarily in love with these
There's
people.
Different, yeah.
But I love the fuck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really hard. I love all my homies. And I like to kiss all my homies and have sex with them. And they're Aww. Just I call them my special little lover friends. That's how I identify my little partners.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Same type of vibe or?
Oh, God.
I'm always curious. Like,
so I guess. Like, what do you mean? Like, relationship wise?
Because you're in your 20s right now.
Yes.
20s are meant to be exploring and like.
Smack dab in my. I just turned 25 in July.
So yeah. So, like, you're.
In my mid 20s were.
Yeah.
But quarter of my life is over.
In 10 years, though.
Like, 35. I would like to own a house,
mm-hmm.
maybe two,
mm-hmm.
have one or two properties that I own. excuse me. I would like to have like a primary partner
yeah.
that maybe we live together, maybe we don't, mm-hmm. but I have like, you know, one person that I would like to really like spend my mm-hmm. my life with while also still pursuing other people. I think it's got to be right where they have the same philosophies that mm-hmm. I do in terms of like life.
I think in any relationship, it's got to be that way.
100%. Like we got to be from the same side of the. Of mm-hmm. the pond in terms of like obviously they'll be comfortable with my job and maybe they'll also be a sex worker, but I don't really know. I'm not one to like think about the future
yeah.
a lot. It kind of scares me also, like with the state of the world and climate change and,
yeah, like you're like I'm gonna live in the moment.
Yeah, I'm like I don't really want to think about the future because who knows if we're gonna be here. Like, are we gonna get nuked before
fuck,
then, like
fuck.
It's too scary. So I'm like, okay, if I have to think about it, I mm-hmm. guess I will. But I would probably like to still be on the West Coast. I'll mm-hmm. probably still be doing some form of sex work.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people, they start to peak in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, you know, like Angela White, for example, mm-hmm. she's in her 30s and she's like killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, has made an empire for herself. I'm like, I would like to do that. I probably, I'll probably still be shooting content, but probably not as much. Or at least just kind of like making enough to the point where I don't have to actively work as much and can just kind of go about my life.
Yeah.
And
do you want to have kids?
I love. No.
That's always an interesting question to ask sex workers.
Yeah. I feel like it's very, a lot of people are polar opposites where some people are like, I was born to be a mom. And
I was not born to be a mom, but I want to have kids.
Okay, so my sister, yeah. she like went the typical yeah. route of life. She finished college, went mm-hmm. to grad school, has a normie job, has the boyfriend,
yeah.
you know, is going to get married and settle down and have babies. I'm like, I will be the cool aunt
yeah.
that will babysit your kids and I'll take them on cool trips. I like my life as it is.
Yeah, it's always an interesting question. You don't even have to justify it, but I'm yeah. always just curious.
No, I don't think it's for me. I'll have cats.
Yeah.
And, bunch of pets and then I'll just go about my life doing the same
yeah.
shit.
I think because you don't live like thinking about the future every day, it's a very different mindset than
yeah.
people who are planning everything that's gonna happen. Like
for
who
sure.
fucking knows? You might end up meeting someone and like
and
you're
falling
like,
in
yeah.
love. 100%. I'm not gonna limit myself. Like if it happens, it happens. But as
right,
I am
today,
right now,
yeah.
no thank you.
And I always wonder that because it's a cool question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate having you on the podcast.
Yes, thank
so,
you so much.
Much.
This was so fun.
Tell them where they can find you.
Okay, so I am on Twitter at only Layla Lewis. Layla is spelled LEILALEWIS. Nobody ever spells my name right. Only Layla Lewis. My Instagram is It's Layla's World. You can find me on OnlyFans
mm-hmm.
at onlylayla.com. I'm on Pornhub. Look me up.
Hell yeah. And I'll have everything linked down below. Just remember that everything's gonna be linked down below of her. We have shot content, so ask her for it.
Yes, you can see us have sex like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Baby us.
I know we were babies. That was at what, Why Not?
Yeah, it
Community.
Was. And the crazy thing, you guys, was I didn't have a bikini and she gave me a bikini.
Yes, I know.
That was like the sweetest thing.
What a good night.
That's, it was
that
fun.
Was a fun night.
Yeah.
Good times.
So thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me. That was so fun.
Just remember, you guys, you are always somebody's type. Have a great day, great night. Amen. Sydney out. I'm CEO.